welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I hope you all are enjoying the story today that I'm sharing with you, because the author of the book, Finding Gilbert, A Promise Fulfilled, is a story that is written by Diane Covington Carter. It's all about her father, who was a lieutenant in the Navy back during World War II. And it's a story about her father meeting a young orphan boy during his time in Normandy. And the story is just so captivating because it tells you really the kindness that people can share in a time when you think that there's so much hardship and so much sorrow and so much pain. But there's also these wonderful things that happen at the same time. Now, as part of her story, Diane was telling us in the last segment about how her father met, and also too about how she really stepped in to fulfill her father's wish and desire that he wanted to see Gilbert again. So as part of the story that I really like about this part of it is really how she came to find Gilbert. Now, Diane is prompted to find Gilbert after she wrote an article for her local California newspaper. The press attaché at the French consulate in San Francisco read her story, saying that she should actually try to find Gilbert. The French don't move around as much as Americans do, so you should go and find him. He may still be in the same place. So she placed an ad in the local newspaper where she believed that Gilbert was still living. He read it. He actually saw it. And he read it and he wrote to her at her home in California. And on the night before she was and her daughter were to leave France, they were actually in France visiting, and the night before they were to leave, she received a message from her sister with Gilbert's message that he wanted to see her. I mean, can you just even imagine that? She has heard all of these years about this little boy named Gilbert that she knows is a man now. She goes off to find him, hoping that she might find him while she's in Normandy, while she's in France. And now she gets a message from him that they want to meet. So they meet up at a cafe, and then I will let her just kind of pick up with the rest of the story. Their meeting, you can just only imagine, would have been very, very emotional. I'm sure that Gilbert was just was so touched to actually meet Donald's daughter. After all of these years, he had been waiting and waiting. And that's what he said, that he had been waiting all of these years because he knew that someone would come back. So let's pick back up with Diane's story as she continues to tell us about how she stepped into her father's footsteps to fulfill a dream that he had to reconnect with Gilbert. So, Diane, thanks again for sticking with me, because this is the juicy part. So you've already given us a little taste of it, because you do go to Normandy, you retrace your father's footsteps. And tell me, I mean, what emotionally, what was that like for you to go to France? You are now standing on the spot on the cliff where your father had probably walked many footsteps. You're overlooking Omaha Beach, the place which you've heard so many stories from your father, but also the place that you know from history, what took place there, all the lives that were lost, but also all the people that were also helped, because there is that good side of the story as well. And now you're there. It's your reality. It's your place. It's your space. And it's your time in your life. So what were you feeling when you were standing there?
Yeah, it was very emotional for me to realize that my father, you know, with Veterans Day coming up, one of the thoughts I had recently is we didn't know they were heroes. You know, we lived with these men as our fathers, and they were just, my father was the one who helped me with my homework and comforted me when I was afraid. But he was a hero. They were all heroes. You know, they faced such huge dangers, and I was so moved by it all. And I stood there just crying, you know, looking out at Omaha Beach and looking back at the graveyard behind me, which is 10,000 graves of American soldiers. It's an incredible moving place. And thought to myself, oh my God, I wish I had listened more. I wish I'd brought him back before he died. I wish I'd pay more attention. You know, as a child, you just take your parents for granted sometimes. And so, and then of course, Gilbert, oh my God, what if Gilbert is real? He must be real. What if he's out there somewhere thinking about my father? What if he's out there somewhere waiting for someone to come? And so that was the motivation to put the ad in the paper. And in the book, you know, this is before email or the internet or cell phones. And so it was this amazing, harrowing experience where we could have missed each other and we didn't. You know, we were able to connect while I was in France with my daughter doing a tour after the D-Day ceremonies. And so it was just this beautiful moment when I got to just see him and, you know, hug him and listen to his side of the story. And the main thing, too, is that it's been 25 years and I'm still very close to his family. I go every year. I was there for the 75th last year and stayed with his widow, saw all four generations of the family. They still don't speak English, so but I speak French. And so they are my family now. Like, I've adopted them and they've adopted me. And so it's come full circle for my father that, you know, we were able to create this family with Gilbert that he wasn't able to do. And the most moving part for me was when I met him. We were in a restaurant where we were going to meet, and I stood up and he said, I know you because you look so much like your father. And I thought, yeah, he was only 7 when my father was with him, and it's been 50 years and he still remembered, you know, what my father looked like. And so then we went back to his house and spent the night with his wife and met his daughter and two grandsons. And Gilbert and I stayed up very late talking. And, you know, he said, he described my father holding him in his arms, and he just wept. You know, he said, I've been waiting 50 years. I always knew someone would come. I told my wife and then my daughter and then my grandson, someday someone will come. And I was so grateful that I had finally come, because, you know, I know what a difference it made in his life to know that my father had never forgotten him. And that's why I say in the book, what I realized from this whole journey is that it's all about who you love and letting them know. That is the bottom line.
Well, and that's the part that's so moving to me about your book and about your story. I mean, you're telling the story because, as you said, it's not just a story in a book. This is what really happened. This is a true story. And I can just see the longing on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean. You know, there's your father, you know, wanting to see Gilbert, and there's Gilbert over in France, you know, longing to see your father again. And it is you that brings the two of them together, because although your father had passed, I truly believe that he was there with you somehow, some way, in spirit, there with you.
Yeah, and it would have been my father's 80th birthday. That was what kind of gives me chills. The day that Gilbert and I connected, my father would have turned 80. And so, yeah, I did feel like he was there with us somehow, and that somehow his spirit was soothed by the fact that I was able to complete something that he could not complete. You know, he told me once in the early 70s, he'd gone to France with his wife, my stepmother, and he looked in the phone book to try and find Gilbert's name. And of course, it was the Paris phone book, and it wasn't the right phone book. And, you know, this was the 70s, and he even stopped someone on the street and tried to ask them. And of course, his French was terrible. And he was so sad when he told me that, you know. And I thought about that later. Like, he had tried once to try and find him when he was in France. Hmm. And he wasn't able to. He said, you know, when I was in Normandy, I never made it to Paris. And here I was in Paris and I couldn't make it back to Normandy, you know. And he just kind of like said, oh, well, you know. But yeah, no, all of it came together for me to realize how important it had been to him. And I was so grateful I was able to complete that for him.
And especially with the relationship that you had for your father, it is like you completed that for him. Diane's story really does take you there. It is filled with so much emotion that you can just picture yourself being there in that situation and knowing how everyone felt with that reunion. But now, when you think of her story, I'm sure you're asking the same question that I ask her, and that is, what about now? What's going on now in their lives? Are they still together? Are they still meeting with each other? What about her daughter? What relationship does her daughter have? So I ask all of these questions and more when we come back here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you are just joining me and you are wondering, what is this story all about? I want you to go back and listen to the full story on my website, travelbagswithanita.com, where you'll be able to hear the story from start to finish so that you can see exactly why I keep saying that this is such a heartwarming, touching story and why it really, really captivated my attention. Back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.